certainly the reality is these are the highest unemployment and underemployment figures we've seen since we started doing these surveys in 2006. So it's really getting to the point where our members are actually leaving the profession.
So what is that underemployment and unemployment down to, Wayne?
Well, primarily it's metal prices, which, of course, we can't do too much about. Until they turn around, it's difficult for particularly small exploration companies to raise capital to do exploration.
The level of unemployment and underemployment is lower than it was during the global financial crisis. Does that surprise you?
No, the metal prices weren't as bad in the global financial crisis. And remember, it came back fairly quickly. But this has been now 5 years of steady downward pressure on employment. And it's hard to be optimistic at this point.
It seems, though, that when you break it down state by state, there have been a couple of standouts. New South Wales and Victoria, for instance, haven't been doing too badly, but they've been holding up where Queensland and South Australia have sort of faltered.
Yes, that's right. And I guess it's partly because they have smaller mining industries, so it's a little bit more stable. But Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia, where mining is very important, they're taking it the worst.
What's the long-term outlook for unemployment and underemployment in the industry, Wayne?
Well, I'm not good at predicting, but I can't imagine it's going to get much worse. As I said, we've been 5 years of steady downturn, and it has to turn around pretty soon. I'd like to see it get back to the levels that we had in 2011, where almost all our members were employed, but that's going to take some years.
What's the confidence and sentiment like in the industry at the moment? Because for some of these professionals, it has been quite a long time since they've been either employed or employed to their full capacity.
Well, our industry is very cyclic, so this is not the first time we've seen a downturn, and we'll see an upturn in the future. Our older members are notice and usually sock away some money for the bad times. I'm concerned about the younger people who just come out of university and maybe lost their first job and wondering what they should do with their future. All I can say is, you know, hang in there because it will get better, and that's been proven.
Wayne, the fact that these figures are the lowest recorded unemployment or underemployment in the 10 years that you've been conducting these surveys, what does that mean for the future of the mining industry as a whole?
Well, when you don't have exploration, that means you're not going to make discoveries. And as you know, mining is a non-renewable resource, and so every day you operate a mine, it's one day closer to closing. So you've got to find new mines to replace the ones that will ultimately close. And if we're not exploring now, 10 years from now, that we'll look around and say, gee, we don't have any new mines to build.
I suppose when you look at shining lights, the federal government's exploration incentives probably couldn't come soon enough.
Well, that's right. We've lobbied for a number of years to bring in this system. Effectively, it takes the tax losses that companies cannot use because they don't have profits to use them against, and transfers those tax losses to the investor. And that effectively brings down the net cost of their buying of new shares. And that should encourage new investors. And we've seen some 82 companies have taken up that exploration development incentive for this year. So the federal government is giving us a hand there, and much appreciated.